This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A new court ruling could cloud the future of DACA, the Obama-era immigration policy that temporarily shields some undocumented people from deportation if they were brought into the country as children. A federal appeals court ruled Wednesday that the program is illegal, but it left the program's protections in place until a lower court rules on the matter. Colorado DACA recipient Alejandro Flores Munoz wants Congress to step in.
We need a permanent solution to make sure that the contributions that dreamers like me have been putting into this country for the past 10 years not only could remain, but are able to expand.
Renewals will continue for people already enrolled, but the program is closed to new applicants. President Joe Biden plans to visit Colorado next week. CPR's Caitlin Kim has details.
The presidential visit will take place on Wednesday. A source familiar with the trip says Biden will use the visit to declare Camp Hale a national monument. The state's Democratic leaders have been urging Biden to use the Antiquities Act to protect Camp Hale and the 10-mile range. The areas were included in a Colorado public lands bill called the CORE Act, which has stalled in the Senate. Colorado's Republican representatives have said any executive action by Biden would constitute a land grab. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Copper Mountain Resort has officially started making artificial snow in preparation for this year's ski season. Those operations started yesterday, and others, like Arapahoe Basin and Keystone Resort, say they are not far behind. Natural snow has already fallen on a few ski areas this season. This is CPR News.